dishonoring the heroes of Flight 93?
Because we held an open design competition in time of war and invited the entire world to enter. We should have expected that somebody on the side of Al-Qaeda would enter, and that's exactly what happened. This isn't just a giant Muslim crescent. This is a terrorist memorial mosque. That's what that Mecca-oriented crescent is. It's called a mihrab, the central feature of a mosque, and there's numerous terrorist memorializing features in this design. It's not just the Islamic symbols. Those are specifically
Can it be stopped?
Al-Qaeda memorializing.
Can it be stopped?
Yeah. I mean, Tom Burnett Jr. stopped that, his hijacked airplane, and the American people can stop this one, but we got to stand up and do it.
What do we do?
That's what,
who do we write to, Alec?
One thing is we've got to, if you go to crescentofbetrayal.com, there's a petition, and you can put your comments on
there.
Right, we've got
now.
A lot.
Go there right now. I'm going right now. I'm going to put my name on it.
Thank you very much. And people can get in touch with their congressman. We have two congressmen now, Tom Tancredo and Jim Ramstead, who's from Minnesota,
both
the Burnett with.
Both are friends of mine.
And both have come out against this. They're,
okay.
And we're trying to get
let's
a congressional
get Tom,
investigation.
Let's try to call Tom Tancredo right now. Go ahead. Put Mancal on there. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry, Alec, go ahead.
So what do you want me to tell you about the design? You want to hear about one of the terrorist memorializing features?
Yeah.
Well, there's 44 inscribed translucent memorial blocks emplaced along the flight path. The flight path is what creates the design. The architect's description is the terrorists broke our circle and turned it into this giant Mecca-oriented Islamic-shaped crescent. So this is what he wants. This guy is very brassy. He puts it right up front what he's memorializing. The terrorists broke our circle, turned it into the central feature of a mosque. That's what we're celebrating here. And along the flight path are placed 44 of these glass blocks. There were 40 murdered heroes, and there were 4 terrorists. 44 glass blocks on the flight path.
So the terrorists are getting saluted.
The terrorists are getting saluted, and the thing is in a crescent and star configuration. All of the 4 extra blocks are placed in these symbolic Islamic heavens. The 40 for the murdered heroes are cast out of the Islamic heavens, which in Islamic terms means they're condemned to hell. And this is repeated throughout the design. Every place where the features that memorialize the terrorists are placed, they're always placed in the symbolic Islamic heavens. Everywhere where the 40 heroes are symbolized, they're always cast outside of the heavens. They're always in hell. That's right.